Who dare summon me from the depths of hell? You? Don't make me laugh. I mean it. Who really summoned me? You don't look nearly as powerful to have summoned such an esteemed personage like me from hell. Oh. Really? You did summon me. I recognize that book. Yes, the one in your hands. Who knew that such a cutie like you could summon me on such a whim? But I suppose now that I'm here, well, I must ask you, what do you want with me? Or rather, what do you intend to do with me? Although, seeing as how I'm a succubus, I suppose the answer is clear enough. I beg your pardon? You must be joking, right? You want to what? With me? Oh, sweetheart. I might not find myself on the human realm very often, but even I know there are people you can hire for that kind of service. And I assure you, the cost of hiring them is far cheaper than summoning something like me. Because you know what is required, don't you? To summon someone like me? Yes. You might have summoned me, and I might have to do your bidding, but I do hold a piece of your soul in escrow. If all you wanted to do was sleep, you've really appealed to the kind part of my heart, which, now that I think about it, is not something that happens often. Hell is not the kind of place that encourages that kind of trait, as I'm sure you're well aware. But, well, I'm here now. While I do think you might have overpaid for my services, I suppose that means that I'll just have to work hard. Very well, then. Come. Let me hold you for just a moment. You know, the last person that summoned me, oh, the things he made me do. This is far easier. I'm tempted to just give you my, how would you call it in human terms, calling card, so that you can call me anytime you want. Because for this kind of service, I think I would do it for almost free. I mean, I can't do it for actually free. You understand, there is a price that must be paid every time I cross into the human realm, you know.
But, I mean, how much do you really need 1/20th of your soul? Hmm? Of course, once you call me after the 20th time, that means I hold the entirety of your soul. And some people might balk at that. Would you? Oh, sweetheart, you really ought to hold your soul to a higher standard. That's something we don't have, you know? Us demons, I mean. Well, you don't know what you're missing until it's gone. Yes, I believe that's a fairly common saying in human speak. A soul is like the last bit of seasoning you put on your steak, or your hamburger, perhaps. It is the mustard, the ketchup, the black pepper, the salt, the Parmesan cheese you put atop your spaghetti. Are you surprised, my dear? I'm very fond of your human cuisine. There's nothing like it down in the demon realm, you know. Oh, that is just the cutest thing I've heard in quite a long time. You want to cook for me? And what would that require on my part? Nothing. I don't know if I want to believe you. Some people say that we demons are devious, cunning creatures, but we are nothing compared to you humans. But there's something different about you. Yes. There's something very different about you. I almost believe you. Very well. I think I want a medium rare New York strip steak. Yes, with sea salt and freshly ground black pepper, with a side of, well, obviously mashed potatoes is a given, with lots of gravy and butter. And for my vegetable side, oh, I don't know, I'm torn between asparagus or rice. I've always been a fan of carbs. They say it goes straight to one's hips, but I think you can say that on these hips, they are more than welcome. What's that song called? Ah, yes. My hips don't lie. Well, I think I can say that about my hips. They don't lie. Oh, well, that's a shame. Maybe next time, if you would like to call me again. Very well. It's a date. Now, let us commence to the reason that you've called me tonight. My poor insomniac cutie. You can't sleep. That is why I'm here. To take care of you. Is that it? Your bed? Very well, then. Your bed is nice and soft. Oh, there are advantages to leaving the demon realm. We don't really have much comfortable furniture. Most of it is stone and bones and Those can be quite hard to lounge on, but human furniture... This is just pure decadence. What are you still doing, my dear? Come. Come to me.
Yes. Fall into my embrace. Yes. Aren't you a good boy? Yes, you are. You are such a good boy. I wished even a quarter of the humans that summoned me would ask for something as innocent as being held until they fall asleep in bed. Oh, you know, the usual, strike my enemies down, you know, hit me with this whip until I beg for mercy, you know, step on me, mistress. That kind of nonsense. I mean, that's not quite fair. Nonsense is, perhaps a bit harsh of a term. I don't necessarily dislike those kinds of requests, but after a while, they do tend to get a little boring. I would much prefer to hold humans like this. Like I'm a giant teddy bear, and you, my little helpless human, snuggled warmly in my arms. While I breathe into your ear, just like this. Yes. Yes, I can hear the rain just outside your window. You've picked a good night to call me human. Yes, I'm quite well aware that rain is supposed to lull you to sleep. Have you tried that? Instead of calling me? Petty. Still, I don't know why I'm complaining. After all, I get to do this, hold you tight, run my hands through your hair, feel the pulse beating madly at the base of your throat. Yes, do you feel my fingernails press softly into your skin? Does it scare you, human? You know, the fact that I could just burst out with the slightest pressure and punch right through this fragile skin of yours. I imagine it's akin to sleeping with, what do you call those? Oh yes, tigers. Can you imagine me, a tiger, stretched out? Holding you close, my fur keeping you warm. Yes. Don't worry. I'm not going to kill you. Of course not. Don't be silly. You still owe me that steak. Oh, and by the way, I think I decided what kind of side dish I want. Aside from the mashed potatoes, I was thinking roasted Brussels sprouts. Yes, it is a strange choice, isn't it? But there's something about the bitterness and the way the char tastes combined that kind of reminds me of brimstone. Oh, I'm so glad you called me, my dear. I love feeling your body pressed against mine. And you smell so good. I love the way you smell.
You smell like shampoo, soap, with just the faintest tinge of sweat. It's making my mouth water. I want to taste you. I want to taste your skin. I want to run my tongue.